Good morning. I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next 10 minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. I pray that God will richly bless you.
The Spirit clearly says that in the latter days, some will abandon their faith in God and follow other ways. But I have set my course, and I will make it through. I choose to walk this narrow way, the road that leads to you. I'll go the distance. I'll go the distance. Will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize in Christ Jesus. I'll go the distance.
Good morning. This is the Reverend Dr. Chad McMullen with First Christian Church in Sedalia. So glad to be with you on Go the Distance this morning. I hope that you're up for receiving the word of the day, and I pray that God is glorified in our time together and that this gets you off to a great start for your day. And I'm going to start with a reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 30 and 31 and 32. It's the parable of the mustard seed. I know many of you are familiar with it, but it goes like this. What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It's like a mustard seed, which is the smallest, tiny little seed that you can plant in the ground. Yet when it's planted, it grows and it becomes the largest of all the garden plants, with such big branches that birds of the air can perch in its shade. That's what the kingdom is like. I got this bucket in my shed. It's a nice bucket, you know, one like you get at Tractor Supply. It's made of tin, and it's silver colored with a tight-fitting lid. You know the kind of lid that fits really snug, and the handle lifts up over the top of it. This bucket is great for storing stuff that needs to stay fresh. Last year, I stored some corn in this bucket because I like to spread some corn around for the deer that occasionally come through my neighborhood. This year, that bucket is storing some grass seed. I purchased that grass seed last year. I bought lots of seed, and the bucket is full. I'm wishing right now that I had scattered some of that seed already. The rain and the temperatures in the 70s, 80s are perfect for growing new grass. Just think, had I only known the conditions would have been right, I could have spread some more seed, and my yard would be beautiful. There wouldn't be one bald spot in my yard by the time summer finally gets here, and I wonder when I should scatter that seed. Meanwhile, I'm waiting. And it remains somewhat safe. It hasn't rained all that much. I mean, we had a rain yesterday, and that would have been perfect. But, I mean, if it stays in that bucket, it'll be safe. And then maybe one day I'll get it spread in the yard. Nevertheless, I have the intention of scattering that seed. I have the intention of planting and of spreading it. And all sorts of things, though, are keeping me from it. Now, Jesus liked talking about seeds, too, and he loved to talk about the kingdom of God. And one time he said the kingdom is like a mustard seed, that little bitty seed that grows into the big garden plant. Now, I've thought about this parable for quite some time, and it could have several meanings. That's how parables are. They're true in a variety of ways. I mean, it could mean that God's kingdom started small and it's going to grow very large. What started with Jesus and 12 apostles is now billions of people. The kingdom could stand for Christianity. Or this parable could be about something else. It could be about the mystery of how things grow or how things come to pass, like how our efforts for the kingdom, when we sow the seeds, like when we share our faith or tell the story of others, tell the story to others about Jesus and God and the Spirit, and when we preach and when we teach and when we support other people and encourage other people, when we put our desires on hold and serve others, do good works through the church or in the community, and how sometimes those efforts seem to be in vain, that in the end we will all marvel at the fact that those seeds that we had planted actually grew and that there is a harvest. In the Bible, we read this promise that the word of the Lord shall not return empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and it shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. That's Isaiah 55:11. For me, I like this understanding. Things we feel compelled to do as part of our effort in Christ, as part of our discipleship in Christ, our acts of kindness, our acts of love, our acts of service, our acts of good works, our tithes, even our prayers for others, all those things we offer are like a little mustard seed that we plant in the earth. And while we're not looking, even years after we've long forgotten what we did or said, one day those seeds will grow and they will produce a harvest of good things in the lives of others for the sake of the kingdom. And even though our actions and words appear insignificant or even fruitless at times, we shall keep on, knowing that God can cause those seeds to grow. But I know if you're like me, you like results. I see all those packages of instant grass at the store. We like instant growth. We want to lay down sod instead of planting seed. We invest millions of dollars every year in instant everything, instant coffee. You know, you get the point. It baffles me how quickly we can get everything we want these days, but we can't seem to do one thing. The one thing we cannot do is cause growth. That's God's job. That's up to Him. Farmers are good friends to have. They have a completely different perspective than we do. They know the land. They know the seasons. They know what it means to plant and let things come up and let things be. And ask any one of them, though, if they know the purpose of a seed. And every one of them will tell you the purpose of a seed is that you plant it. Seeds are meant to be planted. They're not meant to be kept in a bucket, in your shed, in your yard. You know, God has blessed you with your faith. He's blessed you with your marriage if you're so blessed to be married. God has given you a bucket full of seeds for you to sow on His behalf. And the kingdom of God has been discussed today in the sense that when we plant seeds, it bears fruit in other people's lives. God wants us to be partners in His kingdom work. And let me tell you, you know, we're talking a little bit about marriage this week, and I'm hitting on that, and I'm hitting on new life in Christ, but here's the deal. The marriages that are the healthiest include two people who are planting seeds together. Not only together, they do it separately in their own unique ways, but they're also doing it together. They're finding ways to use the gifts that God has given them to plant the seeds of faith in people's lives, to plant the seeds of good works in people's lives, to plant the seeds of serving other people and of following Christ. You know, you got a bucket full of seeds just like I do. And if we've got a lid on it, and if we're waiting for the perfect opportunity, if we're always waiting for the perfect opportunity and we've never taken the lid off and we're too scared to share it, then we're missing the opportunities. I want to encourage you today to be a person who takes the lid off that bucket of seeds and to share the good stuff that God has given you. If you're lucky enough to be married, do it with your spouse. Find a way to serve God one another and see if you don't have new fruit in your life. Jesus Christ calls us to be partners with Him in His mission. And I want to encourage you, whether you're married or not today, to take the lid off of that bucket and to be a person who sows a seed. Do it today, knowing that the fruit will come. You may never see it, but it will be there. His word shall not come back to Him empty, is the good promise. Thank you for being here today. This is the Reverend Dr. Chad McMullen with First Christian Church in Sedalia. Would love to have you check out our website. It's firstforgod.com. Also, would love to have you in worship with us. We worship at 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock every Sunday morning. God bless you and have a great day.
The Word of God has been brought to you by Sedalia Steel Supply, 1900 Ristler Road. Have a good day in the Lord.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to His name. Oh, to declare His loving kindness in the morning and His faithfulness every night. The Lord hears my prayers and answers them, and I will call upon Him as long as I live. This is Gail Lamb with Go the Distance. Have a blessed day.